Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
My name is Bernard Kleisner. May 10th, there was a transaction on my credit card. And there was another one a while back, and it's compromised. And this is for FabFit Lifestyle. I never made that transaction.
Okay, well, I completely understand. Just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and your mailing address, please?
Bernard Kleisner, 2053 Elmhurst Street, New Vienna, Iowa.
Thank you. And let me see here. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Craftsman in a raffle. And so you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win that?
No, I never did, no.
Okay, and no one in your household that you know of could have signed up for this in your name?
No. No, it's just okay. My wife and I, and I know she didn't do it.
Okay, well, I completely understand. And so with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But as of right now, I am going to go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Okay, I appreciate that.
That was not a problem. And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, I appreciate you helping me.
Okay. Oh, that was no problem. I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate what you did for me. Have a nice day, too.
You too.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.